हाय दक्षिता,
वेलकम की बात. आई जस्ट वांट माय लिसनर्स टू नो दैट वी हैव इनवाइटेड यू, महक मलिक फ्रॉम दिल्ली, हु इज अ ब्लॉगर सर एंड रनिंग हर ओन आर्ट शॉप.
यस दैट्स
सो
एब्सोल्युटली राइट.
या सो टेल मी आई मीन टेल एवरीवन अबाउट यू योरसेल्फ.
Okay, so hey, I'm Hik and I'm 20 years old. I have done my schooling from Bhatnagar International School, Basantgunj, and now I'm pursuing BA French Honours from Amity University. And my hobby is that I, as you know, that I've created my own page. I love to make portraits, paintings, and I even sell them. And recently I've also opened my own YouTube channel. So yeah, that's it.
Oh, great. So when was the first time when you sold the first sketch or the painting or whatever?
Yes, definitely. How can I forget that day? Recently in lockdown last year, when I started making portraits on my own, then I posted my first portrait picture, and after posting three of them, I received an order for one portrait, and that day was like very precious for me because
Wow, that sounds
that made me
great.
earn for the first time.
Wow, that sounds absolutely perfect. If you don't mind me asking this question, what was the first amount you got? I mean, the first initial amount you got.
Okay, the first amount which I got was that was 3,000 for two portraits.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. I actually received 3,000 for two portraits.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, I was expecting 300 or 3 bucks or $200 or something. Anyways, yeah. So should we start with the question answer round if you don't mind? Because I have a lot of queries
Yes.
and questions. So
Yes,
like,
go
okay, here
on.
we go. So what made you think that you need to start a page as a fashion influencer? And whom were you following as a role model?
Basically, I'm a very extrovert person and I love interacting with people. I love posting pictures, clicking selfies, and so I just started posting it. And when I was in, I think I was in 11th or 12th, I started posting it, and eventually, gradually, my interest I made my interest in that more. So I even followed Kritika Khurana, who is a fashion blogger. She used to motivate me a lot. So I'm doing that because I love it.
Okay, so it's not a burden for you. Like,
No,
it is a burden for
definitely not.
me.
No, definitely not.
Okay, great to know that. Great to know that. Okay, so the next is that when and how did you feel the need? Need is basically your requirement to start your YouTube channel. I mean, how it went.
Okay, so basically, I used to watch a lot of vlogs in lockdown, and eventually that attracted me towards it. And I saw people enjoying with their families, making doing a lot of challenges, which also acts as a stress buster, right? And
Yeah.
it helps you to relieve your stress, connect to your family, and you guys get together even with your friends. So that made me attract towards, making vlogs. So I started it without giving a second thought.
Any vlogger you used to follow and you used to feel like, यार मुझे ऐसे ही करना है मतलब I want to do it this way.
Yeah, there is a vlog which I follow, a vlogger which I follow, and that's Remora of Vlogs. There are three of them, and they three of them are a real brother and sister,
Oh
and they
my God.
do everything together, make videos with their friends, families, and do a lot of challenges which make you laugh sometimes, and it connects you with them. So yeah.
Okay. So as I won't lie that I've seen quite a few vlogs and I find your father and your brother also wear it and I have seen vlogs where you portray, you paint and something. So how do you feel after you shoot or is it a burden for you to post and how does the process goes?
No, basically, I just keep it natural. I just do what I actually do behind camera. So that is never
That's
a burden
great.
for me, because when you keep yourself natural, then everything goes very smoothly.
So you don't, it's never scripted.
No, it's never ever scripted, though vlogs are scripted, but I never keep them scripted because natural thing is always the best.
Yeah, I can see that in your vlogs, obviously. Anyways, if you get an option to choose one between your art page and blogging, what will you choose and why?
That's a very difficult question, but I would love to go with my art page because that makes me happy. It's actually my hobby, but I can convert it into my career in future also. And when I sell my portraits, that feeling is just wonderful and I cannot express it. So yes, I would prefer
And
that.
so what about your viewers, like the viewers who watch your vlogs and who get an update about you and your family and the way you portray yourself? So what are the wordings from your end towards your viewers? Like, even I am a viewer of your vlogs, so I won't like that thing ever. Like, you might not send your art page on your portraits, but then once you stop vlogging, I mean, that's a question mark to me. So how will you gesture your viewers to this?
Viewers, basically what I think is that if I've started vlogging, my family, especially my father, is more into it. He loves to vlog with me and make people, like, create an entertainment channel for people. So
yeah,
I have no issues with quitting vlogging because I know that my father will definitely gonna continue it because he loves it. So yes,
that's great, and that's unique to know. Anyways, okay, so this is a bit personal, please don't mind, and if you don't feel like answering,
no,
you can
no,
just
go on.
Yeah, so it has been a goal, how difficult it is was for you to go outside and shoot?
Okay, so definitely it was a very difficult task because, you know, even I belong to a middle class family and my parents definitely have that thought that I'm a girl and I'm going out alone to shoot with
I'm
a photographer.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mehak. I just want my listeners to know that you belong from Delhi. So that's
okay.
Add on to it.
Yeah. Okay. So as I was saying that, yeah, my parents do think that I'm a girl, I'm going out alone to shoot with a photographer. So it's not that they don't want me to do what I want to. Definitely they support me in each and every task I do. But that thinking of society mentality, and you know that how things are nowadays. So even my friends play a biggest role in my life because they support me. When my parents cannot go out with me, they go and they help me out with photo shoots and everything I do.
Okay, that's amazing to know, and I'm glad that even after living in a place like Delhi, you are able to pursue your dreams. I mean, that's commendable. Anyways, so yeah, do you take any sort of training for your art skills, or do you feel there is a need of some specific style you want to learn?
Okay, so I haven't taken any training for my sketching and making portraits, paintings, because when I was in my childhood time, I just used to watch pictures and draw because that made me happy, and I kept that continued it, and but I definitely think that everyone needs a guidance. Guidance is very important in whichever field you are, whatever you do in life. Guidance is the best thing. So talking about art or style, I would love to learn oil painting because that is something... In oil painting, because the thing is that colors just mix up and it creates a really real image. So I want to make a real portrait in future, which gives actual image.
So after talking to you, I realized that you are way more near reality and far away to all the fictitious things going around our corner.
Yes,
that's really
definitely
commendable, I guess. So the last question, and I won't take much of your time. So it is that, what is your opinion on you working so hard And whom amongst your parents supports you the most?
Oh, okay. So as we know that parents are always parents. They do not give you, positive views about you on your face. They definitely do it at your back. But they motivate me, support me. And both of my parents are equally supportive. If one doesn't understand, that person makes the other one understand that what I want to do. And that keeps on going. Great. And it works like that.
Great, great, great. So they have this kind of opinion. They don't stop you.
Yeah, they don't stop me. But as we know that all the five fingers of your hand isn't equal, right? So each one of it plays a very important role. So it's like, it's totally like that.
Okay. So that's amazing. I mean, as we came to the end of this show, it was honor to have you on the
it
show.
Was my pleasure to give these answers, and I loved interacting with you. It was
That's
a really good
great.
session. I loved it,
and thank you so much, and I just wish luck to you, and I just wish that you get all the success. Also, please don't stop vlogging ever, because I have a number of friends and I am a viewer watching your vlogs and getting his haircut done. So yeah, my audience should know that he's getting his haircut done on the live vlog. So that's commendable. Anyways, I would love to meet you in person if I get a chance.
Okay, I would love to, because all these questions were amazing. And you know, these questions make you realize that what you have achieved and what you want to achieve. So it's really good. It was
that's
really
great
good
if they could give you a boost. That's great if they were of so much help.
Yes.
Glad to have you on the show. Let's just and
yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Yeah,
stay safe.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.